we need a bite of this apple. And what I'm looking for is, I'm looking for overshare of it. We've a number of projects here that we need to be looking at. First of all, if you look at the N59, where that project was shelved because it went over the 20 million mark, that now could come back into play. The N15, we've seen back in 2006, where that was nearly shovel ready. In 2010, that was shelved because we were in a financial situation that was there at the time. Then we have the N17. We're talking about that the whole time, which means the dangers and the junctions there and the problem that people have with that. But most importantly, here now we have an opportunity to invest now in a rail. To you've seen the Attenry to Claremorris, 60% of this line is going to be opened. We should be looking and pushing now to make sure that Sligo now is included in the rest of it. We're talking only $412 million to make sure that Sligo is included in this. And this would open up this region financially, and as well as that, attract us to our ports, to our bigger cities. Also, it opens up to the EU, because, as I said, our nearest European neighbours now is France. So there's an opportunity here. And I think that we should be looking for it, and we should be calling it. And I don't think we should be sitting on the fence anymore looking for something. We need investment in this region. If Sligo is to grow and the region is to grow, we need investment, and we need it now.
So, Councillor, would it be fair to say that the bottom line for you is that this is an unexpected large amount of money coming towards the government? You know, this amount wasn't initially planned in. And in your opinion, that should be given to underfunded areas, and in particular, a priority for you would be infrastructure.
Infrastructure, and as well as that, which mean we heard from the government that they can't put it into, which mean hiring extra doctors or anything like that. They have to put it into capital funding. Well, here's four or five projects that we have here in this area. And it's not just for Sligo. If you look at the projects we're talking about, the N17 connects us to Galway, connects us to Limerick. The N15 connects us to Derry. Which means all these roads are vital, not just for Sligo, but for the region as well, that we're attracting businesses and bringing people into. The Western Corridor, that would be the turning block in it. We could have the first international airport connected to our first rail line connected to an international airport. What would that say for the Northwest? That would put us on par with Dublin or anywhere else where they don't have that service.